This podcast is supported by the organic mattress and bedding brand, Avocado Green Mattress. At Avocado, we understand the value of sleep, but not just any sleep. Deep, restful, restorative sleep. That's why we created the Avocado Eco Organic Mattress. Certified organic, handcrafted, and built for lasting, restorative sleep. Made with natural materials for cooler, more breathable comfort. So you wake up ready to tackle whatever your day brings. And with our 100-night sleep trial, you can rest even easier knowing that your comfort is our priority. Everyone deserves better sleep. So at Avocado, we make comfort more affordable. Our eco-organic mattress is the most affordable GOTT-certified organic mattress in America, made easier on your budget with flexible financing options. And now you can get up to 15% off all Avocado mattresses. Just go to avocadogreenmattress.com. Get up to 15% off at avocadogreenmattress.com. avocadogreenmattress.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQBar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQBar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQBar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQBar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Welcome to Conversations with Toy, a blogcast tackling life one episode at a time. This is the time to air out life's craziest moments. This space is all about speaking about life's hang-ups and ways in which we can leave better than when we started. Topics are all about ways we can find space to be better in life, love, mental space, and health.
Happy Friday. I hope that you have had the most amazing week because you deserve all of the good that is coming to your life. Welcome to Conversations with Toy. I am Toy, your podcaster, but I wear a lot of hats. I am a content creator. I do social media management. What else? I am a freelance writer, blogger, influencer, but the hats that I love the most are being a wife and mother of 3 amazing children. Welcome to this week's Conversations with Toy. We have a lot to talk about. Now, for my PKs, that means preacher's kids, my church babies, we got to discuss a couple of things that pertains to this podcast because there's a lot of stuff happening in these quote unquote internet streets. So let's get right into the things that I have been seeing online as it pertains to the PKs and all who love gospel music in the gospel world. First and foremost, let's talk about the bad before we talk about the good. Donna McClurkin is being sued for sexual harassment, and the alleged things that took place, I read, and it's out of pocket. Okay. It is completely out of pocket. Is it just me, but I'm not shocked. Like, I'm not personally shocked, not just because we know that men will be men and folks will do what they want to do, not because of that, but because I'm literally not shocked because you could kind of see the writing on the wall. Like, I'm not shocked that any of this has taken place. And so, yeah, there's a lot of people talking about it online and they're saying this and that. And like, anytime you start talking about praying the gay away, when you start having those conversations, just depending on what your church upbringing could be, it could go left real quick. Let me be very clear. That type of rhetoric that he's saying and things that he's talking about and implying is something I grew up listening to my entire life. And I am just under the impression of, you know, these folks gonna do what they gonna do. Like, he's part of the old school, the old way of thinking, the old way of handling things. And that's not going to change. To get a lawsuit, to be who he is in the gospel world, and have yourself be in a position to get a lawsuit. People are no longer allowing other people to do what they want to them or by them or at their expense. Let me say that one more time. People are no longer allowing people to do things to them or at them or to their persons or at their expense. You got to know that people are going to come for you. If you know that you hold some type of standard and you're like, you know, people have eyes on you, I get that having eyes on you is not fair. But I will also say it's a life that you quote unquote signed up for in a way. And I can understand that it may not be as feasible. You know, things change, things happen, people do things, and you may be holding the quote unquote bag, but you made some type of agreement with the good Lord or whomever, and you said that this was the life that he called you to. So if he called you to it, there comes a responsibility. Now, I know for a full-fledged fact, this is a fact, that a lot of men, especially in just the world, are never held accountable. I mean, look at our president right now. We have a president that is in the office who doesn't have any accountability. So he's sitting in there with all these felonies and he's in the office. But in the church world, it's the same thing. People think that you can go to church and you kind of just switch hands, but you really just do that. You switch hands. You take your hand from what's supposed to be quote unquote the world and you're supposed to place it in the hand of God, and everybody don't be living right. That's a fact. So when people, you know, especially in my age range, who've probably experienced some level of church hurt, I heard Jamal Bryan. Now, I'm not his fan. Anybody knows, I probably mentioned him on this podcast plenty of times. Jamal Bryan said, ask if you want to know how to pastor a church. You got to talk to them church kids whose pastors or parents were pastors and ministers, because kids for that sake become the mistress. Now, don't get in your feelings too strong. Hear me out. What he's basically saying is, in those types of situations, and I've experienced this as well, the parents are so involved into the church and the church things that they totally forget their kids. Their kids become the back burner, right? So I'm not shocked by any type of church anything, because again, I'm not saying that it's right. I'm actually saying that it's wrong, but I'm also saying that I'm not dumb enough to act as if this doesn't happen. I'm not dumb enough to act like this is not the reality. I'm not dumb enough or gullible enough to say, oh, well, you know, that should have never happened. What shouldn't happen and what does happen are two different happenings. These things happen every day, all the time, and it's super duper unfortunate. So all I'm saying is I'm not shocked by his behavior, and it's going to be a lot more come out before it's all said and done. So there you have that. Can we wrap up this dress conversation? I think I talked about it last week with Jamal Bryan and his wife, since we're talking about Jamal Bryan. I need y'all to wrap this whole church dress thing up. I definitely don't think that she should ever have, you know, if she was to wear this to church, which she didn't wear this dress to church, you know, should she have worn it for being a pastor's wife? Growing up how the church I grew up in, the answer is going to be a hell no, because that was never acceptable. Like, this type of dress, that type of stuff couldn't happen. I remember so explicitly, like, getting ready for prom, and my dress had to make sure it didn't have nothing to the imagination. Do you understand me? It could have nothing to the imagination. So as a young girl, no, this would definitely not be one of those things that would be acceptable. I'm sorry to say, but I ain't sorry to say, no, it would not have been acceptable. So again, everybody, new things for new people. People are doing whatever they're going to do. It's not my place to judge, because God didn't give me the key to judge nobody. He sure didn't. Because if that was the case, there'd be a whole lot of folks getting God. But since I am not the Lord, I don't have time to determine what's God and what's not for other people. I can only determine what I find to be acceptable for myself and live accordingly. And then also know that even, let's say I decide, okay, this is good for me, but it ain't good for so-and-so. I have to live with my decisions. Like, I think every decision that we make, we have to know that we are personally living with them. Now, you know, those people will say, again, I grew up in church my whole life, that'll say, well, she's a pastor's wife, so there's more of a responsibility. You won't get a debate from me on that. 100% think there is. But again, I don't know what their standard is. So maybe this is their standard. You got to ask yourself, is that a standard for you? Because if it's not a standard for you, then you're going to say, hell no, it's not a standard. Right? You're going to be like, absolutely not. But again, these are things that I think people need to establish, because people are still flocking to these people's churches. One thing I don't like about this whole dress conversation is the bishop that stated that she looks like a $2 whore. She absolutely does not. I know that's an old school rhetoric that people say, because, you know, old school folks, they're going to keep whatever their conversations was, they're going to keep it going in the church. But she does not look like a $2 whore. I think certain things should be out of the pulpit. You should say, hey, this is not the standard for this church. We don't dress like that. That's not something that we uphold. And then the people who agree with you will stay and do what they have to do. To call another person's wife into question in the pulpit is out of pocket. But it does bring me to this next point. Jamal Bryan has every reason and every right as a husband to defend his wife. Should he have defended her in the pulpit? That I don't agree with. So I think that opened the door for other people to say, well, since he addressed it in the pulpit, I'm gonna make a commentary in the pulpit. Here is the thing. It doesn't matter what we feel is doing whatever. You have to set the tone for your pastorship, with your people that you're governing. You have to set that tone. I don't think that this is a one size fit all situation. And I feel like at the end of the day, work out your own personal soul salvation. We put too much stock on worrying what the next person is doing. I do think that pastors should be held to a higher standard. I figure that you also need to figure out what standard you want to follow, because we all have a will. God has never gone against anybody's will. That's why he don't force nobody to go and serve him and force nobody to come into his house. He don't force nobody to do any of those things. And I'm just giving to you straight up PK the way I was taught. And so because he doesn't do that thing, he doesn't force us, he doesn't make us do anything, I think people have choices. And you also need to be very circumspect of who you choose as your leader, because who you get to lead you is going to be important for your spiritual growth. And that's period. So I want us to wrap these dress conversations up. Again, Jamal Bryan made a very good conversation about, you know, preacher's kids and how preacher's kids are underneath these guidance of all these laws, and you can't, and you can do this, you can't do this, you can't do that. But if you really want to know if a pastor is a good person, if you really, really want to know, is talk to them preacher's kids, because them preacher's kids know the truth. They know the truth about what their parents is doing when they're at home. They know the truth about what their parents is doing, all the things. So I'm going to encourage, if anybody would love to know how good of a person somebody is, and you talking to somebody who is a pastor or a preacher, follow them children and have a conversation with them, because they really know tea. They know the tea. They know the ins and outs. They know if it's performative. They know if the parents is really living right, because I've seen parents who are pastors and pastors where their kids is like, I would never go any for church that they were in. Like, if your kids won't come to the church that you're.
This podcast is supported by the organic mattress and bedding brand Avocado Green Mattress. At Avocado, we understand the value of sleep, but not just any sleep. Deep, restful, restorative sleep. That's why we created the Avocado Eco Organic Mattress. Certified organic, handcrafted and built for lasting, restorative sleep. Made with natural materials for cooler, more breathable comfort. So you wake up ready to tackle whatever your day brings. And with our 100-night sleep trial, you can rest even easier knowing that your comfort is our priority. Everyone deserves better sleep. So at Avocado, we make comfort more affordable. Our eco-organic mattress is the most affordable GOTT-certified organic mattress in America, made easier on your budget with flexible financing options. And now you can get up to 15% off all Avocado mattresses. Just go to avocadogreenmattress.com. Get up to 15% off at avocadogreenmattress.com. Avocadogreenmattress.com.
You're serving or you're doing whatever. A lot of people would say, oh, that's just kids being kids. But I'm going to tell you right now, as a past, you know, my parents are still ministers and things in the field. I 100% would be like, you know what? You got to follow and listen to them, because there is truth to this. Now, a lot of stuff kids go through because they're upset about what their parents has done and they're upset about different things. 100% understand. But then there's that reality that some of that stuff, some of it is very much giving much true. Some of it is giving true. So again, if you really want to know who's effective, who's doing what needs to be done, talk to the children. Okay. For all those people who love good gospel music, and you saw that Pat, I don't know if he's a pastor, but Richard Smallwood has passed away. My whole timeline was just filled with condolences before I even figured out what was going on. And I'm like, what the world happened? Now, again, he was 77, I believe, years old. He has been in this gospel world for a very long time, has made some of the most prolific gospel songs that we still will go down as classic Richard Smallwood. And to know that he has passed, it sounds crazy. But in the same token, it's just another reflection as myself. Like, I was talking to one of my friends about how at almost 45, I'm seeing friends that are passing away. I'm seeing my family members, people that, you know, you look up to as a child, and then you see them pass. Like, we're at that, I'm at that age. And so I pray that his, whatever he had going on, I pray that it was peaceful. I pray that he is in heaven. I pray that all of the good that he has done will not go unnoticed. Because he's, well, you know, from the music that we've grown up with, I mean, you know, my mother's a choir director. So there was absolutely definite, you know, Richard Smallwood songs that we would sing. And I, again, just pray that he is just in peace. Like, I pray that he is in peace. Because, again, he is definitely the song of a lot of people's generations. And, again, his legacy will definitely live on forever. I can guarantee that my kids' kids will be talking about his songs. You know, a lot of his music would help you if you were going through, like, you know, you would go into church, and especially if you haven't been in church in a long time, you just kind of like they say, the old folks would say, you lost your way, and you could go to church and hear a Richard Smallwood song. And when I tell you, you would go in there thinking, oh, I'm just going to go in here and listen to the word and keep it moving. But you would get in there and that thing would hit you. Like, the spirit would hit you, would fill you up. It would make you feel something. That's the type of stuff that I'm talking about when it comes to Richard Smallwood. And so, again, the legacy of knowing that he has such an impactful ministry that it would touch so many lives. Like, he touches and will continue to touch so many lives. So rest in peace to Richard Smallwood. But for today's topic, we have talked about the strong friend. Everybody has one of the strong friends. Or if you have one of those strong children, let me explain to you what a strong child is before we start talking about the strong friend, which is going to be the main purpose of this podcast today. Because, you know, we talk about mental health in every capacity. Every episode will have something that we discuss on mental health, if not be the entire episode, because that is what we're here for. We're talking about mental health in ways that most people would not. And so on today, we're going to talk about how to help and support the strong friend that are maybe non-traditional ways. Instead of just saying, like, how are you doing? How are you feeling? We're going to get into some things you can actually do, things you can say that can be productive in helping someone who is that quote unquote strong friend to be able to reach out and feel supported, to feel seen, and to be heard. But you may also have a strong child. A lot of us who have multiples, I have three children, I've said that. And when you have multiple children, often they don't have the same personality. So I have three children who have very much three different personalities. All of them, I would say two of them have more stronger personality traits that are closer to myself. And then we have the one that is closer to my husband. The one that's closer to my husband, I would say, you consider that child to be the one that's like the most outgoing, the one that can hold her own, the one that can, you know, keep up with conversations. She can cut somebody verbally that needs to be cut. She can say the things that has to be said. But we've discovered that with that child that you also need to check in, because you assume that this child is the one that, you know, she got it together. They don't need anything. But they need love. They need attention. They need us to check in with them or her or him. They need that. And they need us to make sure that we're pouring into them the same levels that we would pour into the other two. And because we're talking about the strong friend today, I felt like I just needed to give that parent, the parents, a PSA on that. Because I think sometimes we forget that, you know, children are like, I don't know, human beings. You know, it's amazing to me how much times we don't consider the children to be humans, but they are. And because they're humans, they have different emotions and things that they're dealing with. So as a PSA to parents, please check in on even the strong child to make sure that even that strong child feels supported, loved, and heard. But today's podcast is dedicated to the strong friend. You know, the one who seems to always have it together, know exactly what to say in situations. They know how to comfort. They know how to make somebody laugh. They're your go-to. They're the ones that you can trust. You never have to, like, know if they're doing the things that are right, because they've already determined that they have integrity. They're going to do the things that are right. You can trust them and leave them with anything. They got you. They always have somebody. They're the ones that everybody calls on the most when you're going through to give sound advice. The ones that never judge. The ones that always has something good to say. They're literally the strong friend. And because they're the strong friend, because you think they have it all together, because you think that they don't need, you know, they don't need to have a check-in, they don't need to do all these things, we as strong friends, and I'm going to say we because I've been very much considered the strong friend in a lot of my circles, you think that people like myself don't need that extra love and support. But reality is that every last one of us could use love. Every last one of us could use a check-in. But, you know, you do when you talk to your quote-unquote strong friend, you say, hey, how's life? And you may get, oh, everything is okay. I'm good. When life could really be falling apart and they know that your situation, right? So they don't want to impose and tell you that 2011 things are happening. Last week, I talked about my girl dinners and my friendships with my friends and how we focus on making sure we give everybody space to like kind of powwow about whatever's going on because we do these agendas at dinner. And then we then went to dinner like right after that. But again, what do you do? What are non-traditional ways that you can support your strong friend? Here's some things I would like for you to put into your thought process. You can send a message, you know, that via text, because we love texting more than we love talking, or it's just me. I am not a fan of talking to people on the phone. I think I've gotten conditioned because when my kids were younger, you know, my house would sound like a whole circus. It'd be three kids in here, and you would think I had a whole house, like 17 children in here, and it was never 17. It was only the three. And so I got very used to texting everyone because there was no need to call. You weren't going to hear me. Like, you weren't going to hear anything that I had to say. I would still be telling somebody, get down, get off of that. Didn't I tell you? Don't make me get up. You know, the normal family rhetoric that we all go through when we're in the trenches of, you know, toddlerhood. So I got used to people not necessarily calling me, and I never took offense to it because I know that they were not calling me because they didn't want to talk to me. They weren't calling me because, child, you weren't going to hear nothing. When you have a strong friend, because we send text messages prior to calling people, there's some things you can say. Like, you can say, hey, this is your permission slip to rest today, or this is your permission to not hold everything together right now. That simple message to your strong friend can send shockwaves into their life. Why? Because they're most likely holding on to everything. They're most likely or less likely to be resting because they feel like they have to be on point. They have to be in tune. They have to do all the things. So sending those small messages may seem small to some, but could be powerful to someone who may need to hear it. One of the things that I appreciate when a friend checks in with me, it always is timely. I have this one friend, I'm gonna go ahead and just say her name, Amanda. And Amanda is the type that girly will check up on you. You hear me? She's about that life. She gonna check in on you. But every time she does, like she doesn't check on me like that deeply every day, even though weirdly enough, we talk every day. But the way in which she handles things is that she is the type that she is intuitive to what's going on. And so her messages are timely. You can send those two simple messages and allow somebody to know that, one, they're being seen and they're being heard, because a lot of times, again, us strong friends, we don't always feel seen. We feel like, for myself, you got to be on point. You can't let anything slide. Because in my household, I'm going to be honest with you, the way that I've navigated this space, it's almost like my kids have a stay-at-home mom, even though I do work. Like I'm working all the time on my computer, my phone, whatever it is that I'm doing. Like, I'm on go, and I don't have traditional working hours where I can just say, oh, I'm stopping for the day, because my stopping for the day is when I'm going to sleep. So again, being mindful of your friends, that you can send that message out to them to say, listen, I see you, I hear you. Also, you can drop a care nudge. Do you know what a care nudge is? It could be a meme. We send memes to each other all the time. If there's a meme that you know would resonate with them, especially something that's going to be encouraging and uplifting, send it. You can send a voice note for those who have iPhones. I can't tell you what Androids do. I'm not disrespecting Android users. I'm just telling you, I don't have an Android, so I don't know how possible this is. But I know with iPhones, you can send a voice message. I am always a good for sending a voice message like, hey girl, just checking in. How's everything going?
This podcast is supported by the organic mattress and bedding brand, Avocado Green Mattress. At Avocado, we understand the value of sleep, but not just any sleep. Deep, restful, restorative sleep. That's why we created the Avocado Eco-Organic Mattress. Certified organic, handcrafted, and built for lasting, restorative sleep. Made with natural materials for cooler, more breathable comfort. So you wake up ready to tackle whatever your day brings. And with our 100-night sleep trial, you can rest even easier knowing that your comfort is our priority. Everyone deserves better sleep, So at Avocado, we make comfort more affordable. Our eco-organic mattress is the most affordable GOTT-certified organic mattress in America, made easier on your budget with flexible financing options. And now you can get up to 15% off all Avocado mattresses. Just go to avocadogreenmattress.com. Get up to 15% off at avocadogreenmattress.com. Avocadogreenmattress.com.
Everything good? Okay, cool. I'm good for that. I'm good for sending in a voice message. And that voice message can just say, hey, just wanted to make sure you were good. Just checking in onto you. So send that in. You can send a photo of something that you know that they like, something that you think that they would do, things that they would be interested in, because again, it just shows interest in me. Like, you saw something that I would like, oh, you know what? I was just thinking about that. I was thinking about this and I thought about you. Those are simple ways that you can handle that. Now, let's talk about, instead of saying, hey, how are you doing today? How is everything going? That broad general conversation that we give, you know, hey, are you okay? That is, and it could open the door. And for strong friends, if you hear somebody ask if you're okay, stop giving them I'm okay when you're not. If you don't want them in your business and you don't want to have a long drawn out conversation, you could say something like, you know what? Everything is not okay, but I'm sure it's on its way to being better. And I'm going to work through some things I'm working on. Then that says, I may not be able to talk right now, right? But I'm telling you that everything is not okay. But I do believe that there will be a resolution. Right? It literally just gives that. It gives just that. And that's helpful because it opens the door, because you have a responsibility as a strong friend to kind of, I don't know, what's the word? Be honest about where you are. And especially when you're talking to friends, when you're talking to your friends, you do, and you can be, you should be as honest as you possibly can. And I get the reason why we're not as honest. We're not always honest when we think that we're not as safe. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not feeling as safe as possible, you're not necessarily feeling like everything is everything. You're not feeling like everything is in the right space. You may not even want to talk about certain things. You might not do that. So again, meet your strong friends, meet your friends where they are too. But to your friends that are checking in, be specific when you're talking to your friend. Instead of saying, how's everything going? Start with, how is your body feeling today? Right? Because that could say, you know what? Like, I'll say, look, listen, my back is killing me. Something's happening. It just opens up conversation that could lead into further conversation. Second thing that you can say is, what's one thing you need less of this week? That is not you're not going to just say, like, when I ask my kids how their day is, I don't longer ask them just how their day is. I say, hey, was there a point today when something made you frustrated? And if so, how did you handle that? Because now we're having a dialogue. We're not saying, okay, we're not saying K, which I can't stand when people text K. We are now getting into the nitty-gritty of conversation. It literally opens up the door for further than just yes, no, maybe so, right? You're going into a lot of things that are just a lot deeper than that. So say, hey, what's one thing you're proud of yourself for lately? What is one thing that you are proud of yourself for lately? Because again, you can't just say yes. You can't just say no. You can't just say maybe. You literally are now positioning your friend to be able to have real dialogue. And with that dialogue, you are not going to change their world entirely, but you can make their world be more seen. Because again, being seen is a big thing amongst people who are the strong friend. Everybody expects them to have everything together. So when they're not, you wouldn't know because they're too busy helping you. Ask yourself who your strong friend is and think to yourselves, when's the last time you checked in on your strong friend? And if you can't say you checked in on your strong friend in a long time and ask them about them, not what you can get from them, not what they can do for you, just simply checking in on them, then I'm hoping that this conversation resonates that you'll do just that. Now, here's little small ways that you can do support, especially when it comes to giving them something, giving your friends something that could be helpful for them. I remember my grandfather, he's been sick, and I was on my way up there. And when I say up there, I mean to Lancaster where I live. And I was on my way, where I'm from. And I was on my way to my grandfather's house. And my friends was like, you know, do you need anything? And of course, if you ask your strong friend, do you need anything? They're going to say, no, everything's good. I'm good. It's fine. I'm okay. But the reality was, one of my friends said to me, instead of just asking me, do I need anything? Knowing that I'm going to most likely say, I don't need anything. They said, is there anything that I can get you that might be a treat for you on your way up? And immediately that changed the game because, of course, I might have wanted to say, oh, no, I don't need anything. But immediately she said, listen, I'm going to send you a gift card to Starbucks so that at least if you need the coffee or you need a snack or you need something like that. And I'm trying not to cry because people don't understand just how small something is when you send something like that to somebody. It literally brightens their day. My friend has sent me coffee several times and you would thought she sent me $1 million. You would have thought that she sent me $1 million because it was something as small as a coffee cup, a cup of coffee, I should say. And again, it made me feel so good. So here's ways that you can do that type of micro support. You can say, hey, I'm grabbing lunch. Want me to drop something at your door? They don't even have to come out. They could just put it on their door and then you can go about your way. But you know what? That is a huge gesture. When I had COVID, you know, back in the day when the panoramic was around, I could not get out. My entire house had it at the same time. And when I tell you, I was hit with it a lot harder than my family. And being a mother who is the type of mother who cooks for their family, like I am, like, I dote on my family. I do all these things. I was so pressured to figure out how could I scrape my body out of this bed. Like I was so sick. Even though we all had it, I had to literally stay by myself just so I could rest. It took me a week to get past COVID. And thanks be to God, you know, thank God we all got through it, but I couldn't even do anything about cooking. My friends, I think a couple combined, they brought soup, they brought orange juice, they brought everything that you could think of to my house, left it at my door. And my husband, who was a little bit better than me, was able to get it and fix food for everybody. And those little things help. You can say things like, hey, I'm running to this specific store. Do you need me to restock something? I have my neighbor. I talk about her. I've talked about her several times. She's such a godsend. And my neighbor got hurt. And the first thing I helped her in the midst of getting hurt. That was helpful. But then after the helping of her physically, you know, with her getting sick or getting hurt, I should say, that later that night, I, you know, went to check on her. Now, normally, again, she's the type of person, she's a strong friend too. And you say, hey, you need anything? And she would just be like, no, I don't need anything. I'm good. But I was specific. I said, hey, I am stopping at ShopRite. What can I pick up for you that you would need so that can help with your healing? Simple, right? Then something you can do with your friends. Hey, I have 20 minutes free. You want a vent session or a laugh session? What that says is this is a safe space for you. Now we can talk about all the things where you could just have that moment where you don't have to feel any pressure. You literally could just have this moment. We can chit chat, talk it up, and then just kind of see where everything is going. Because you know why? Those small things will help. Because again, people need 20 minutes to get off their chest. That's why people spend so much time online talking about the very things that they don't like in this world, because now people don't have a lot of folks to talk to. Now, I still feel like some things we need to just keep it offline, but I do understand it because I'm a content creator. I understand the reason behind why people do what they do. Also, send a simple playlist to somebody. Say, hey, this is just for you, some songs I thought would maybe help, and make it a mix of stuff. For me, if you send me a mix and it got some gospel music on it, I promise you right then you're going to tug at my heart because gospel music is a love language for me, okay? So if you did that for me, that would do it for me. Also, sending a message that says that you're not looking for a reply. Like you're not looking for a reply and just say things like, hey, just reminding you that you're allowed to take up space. Or thinking of you, no need to respond. Or you don't have to be strong for me or anyone else. Simply those types of messages. Again, I can't stress enough how things like that really do make a difference. Also, invite someone over, but for making sure that it's like low key. Meaning, stop asking for folks to go out to dinner when you may not know where their financial situation is. Listen, I'm all for a good dinner. Me and my friends go to dinner all the time. But me and my friends have a different financial bracket. And we also have situations where we're comped a lot because we're all content creators. Or again, some of my friends and I, we just are in a different financial bracket. We can go do certain things. But if you know your friend, or you may not know where your friend is at, especially if you're not sure, or even if you think that they are in a certain financial bracket, start inviting your friends for some low key things. I saw somebody say, stop inviting me to all these big things because you want a gift, but you won't invite me for just a cup of coffee. You won't invite me for a 10 minute walk. One of my friends, she literally reaches out and says, hey, can we just go for a walk? We did this like little mini hike before, and it was just like something as simple as that. She just was in there like, hey, let's just do something low key. Again, because these things help. These things help people when you don't want to do a whole lot. Like, you just want to keep it low key. You don't want to do a whole bunch of anything. Again, companionship to your friend who is going through life and life is kicking their behinds. Hey, do you want to sit on silence on FaceTime and listen? Just look at each other, make sure you're okay. Or let's like put the phones up while we're like doing work. There has been like a movement where people are coming together to like get their work done. Like, let's meet at a coffee shop. Let's spend like an hour, however long we're going to do it. And then we come together and we just get our work done. Like, and then we knock out things together. Literally things that could happen. That could be something that's helpful for a strong friend. You could say, hey, what is one thing your heart is asking for today? What's something you wish someone would ask you? Again, flipping the script, opening up the dialogue, keeping all of that going. Those are things that you could have happen. It's literally one of those things. And again, I stress enough that you want to get into a space where those things are just a continuation. They're a continuation of things that can happen that need people to just bring and open up their life. Also, don't be afraid to send a card or a postcard to someone, right? Send a card to someone, send a card or a postcard. I try to send at least one friend a postcard or a letter. I enjoy it. I also have a stack of cards that I keep on me for all kinds of occasions. I am that girl that does that. And you know what's nice when people do it for me? Because again, it's a strong friend. It makes sense that I would have a stack of stuff like that ready to send out to other people. I don't always get that in return, but when I do get it, it does feel good, right? It feels good. Check in through your routine. Like, hey, what's your Sunday? How are you planning to rest? Like, ask them how they're doing with their routine. Like, hey, what is one thing that feels like a weight for you? And what's a win that you're experiencing for this week while you're going through your routine? Like, how you're going through your week? Maybe Sunday, you know, is your friend's rest day. Like, hey, what are you doing today for your Sunday reset day? Those, again, a simple text. I know we're trying to get people on the phone more and off the text less, but because we have a world where this happens, because we have a world where this is like a thing that we do, then we can use the text messaging to the best of our ability. Again, your friend, your friends, your strong friend, your strong family members, they need this. Don't underestimate your friends needing support. Don't do that. Don't underestimate that, because they actually do need support. They need that and reassurance. They need that check-in. They need that from you, because everybody needs that. This is not a, well, you deserve it because, you know, you're this and that. None of that. This is exactly why, again, I want to have more conversations like this. When we're talking about mental health and wellness, I want to give you stuff that's practical. Like, I don't want to give you things that makes it seem like certain things are impossible. Like, you'd be like, oh, I want to be able to do that for mental health, but I don't have the budget for that. Like, no, we're cutting that out. We don't need that budget for that. We need for you to understand you could do anything. You could do anything that you need to do and to encourage or help yourself and or to help others when it comes to mental health and wellness. Again, this is seasonal depression season. Again, seasonal depression can happen at any season, but in the wintertime, people experience what's considered the winter blues. And the winter blues can have you in a chokehold. It could have you in a chokehold. It can make you feel isolated. You can feel alone. You could feel like the world has not heard or seen you. And those feelings can become so overwhelming that it makes you not be able to function. If you are struggling to do very basic things, even if something that you love, like, this is how you know. Even if it's something that you love and you discover that you no longer love to do it because you're just at a point where you don't feel yourself, you don't feel like you're at your happiest, you're kind of feeling blah, you're like, why, what's happening, ugh, I gotta do this again, on something that you love. I'm talking about, like, for me, I love to, like, change the tree over for different holidays. But I was finding like, oh, I'm on the struggle bus. Like, I don't want to change it. Now, could it be I was just having a non-restful day? Sure. Could be. But then sometimes it's like, no, you're struggling because you're in the middle of something and you need to acknowledge that. And yes, for those who can and are able to, I have a therapist. We've been increasing the conversations once a week because, again, I need that extra support. And because I'm not ashamed to say I need that extra support, then the extra support I shall have, right? I'm going to have it. You know what I mean? Because it's necessary. So again, people need practical things that they can do. They don't need judgment from the peanut gallery. They don't need that. They need somebody that's like, hey, I get it. And here are some simple things that could happen. Because again, I can almost guarantee you, if you keep it simple, remember KISS, keep it simple, stupid. If you keep it simple, I promise you that you're able to see life a little bit better, because don't nobody got time for all these complications. So this is another Friday podcast. I am super stoked and happy to just continue doing what I do using my voice. This week, I had opportunity to go to Governor Josh Shapiro's announcement about him seeking re-election, which I 100% agree with. I 100% believe that he should be re-elected. And here's one of the reasons why I believe that he should be re-elected, regardless if I 1000% agree. I think we got to get away from agreement, meaning that I want to work with people who I agree with. Yes. Does that mean that I stand for every little thing that this person does? No, there might be things, and there has been things that has been said and done that may not be 100% in alignment with me. But when I'm talking about politics who are in office that are getting things done, meaning things that they are doing that is helping the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, since he is the governor of Pennsylvania, then I 100% agree that those are the things that we should focus on. Now, does that mean that, again, everything that is being said, everything that's being done is to my liking, or are things that I think that should be said or done? No. But I'm looking at the overall, has Governor Shapiro been in office and done what he said that he was going to do? That's the question. Has that happened? And the answer is yes. Today's national holiday, it is National Apricot Day. So I say that if you love apricot, I personally love a good apricot jam. My dad always, had some type of apricot jam in our house. I 100% believe in it. I love it. I think it tastes great. So if you love apricots, then today is your day. Go ahead and enjoy some apricot, anything, whatever you would like to put it on. I love a good apple tart, not apple tart, but I guess an apricot tart. Those seem to be so delicious to me. There's 1,001 ways to use apricots. Just be inventive. If you are curious about it, even try it a little bit. Go get like a small little jar of jelly or jam, and I think you may change your mind. I personally love it. That is a national holiday for today. I am getting very focused on the content that I am making. This week alone, I have not posted every single day, and I love that for me, because I don't want to post just to post something. Like, I want to make sure that whatever I'm posting is intentional. I want to make sure that it's helpful. I want to make sure that it's helping other people. And because of that, you may not see posts every single day, because I love to change the game up when the new year comes in and see what worked, what didn't work, what fits best for me. And someone who talks about self-care and self-care and wellness and health, I think it's important to do just that. So with that being said, I want to say thank you for listening to this week's podcast. Back to Governor Shapiro before I end. So I was saying is that at the end of the day, I don't always have to agree with someone about every little thing that they do. But when it comes to agreeing with how they move and what they've been doing for Pennsylvania, I haven't seen a governor who's done more than him. 100%. This is not me blowing smoke up his behind. This is not one of those things where I'm just like trying to make sure that I, get acclimated and continue having access to him or whatever the case may be. This is just the truth. I want to go fact by fact, bar by bar, and I'm going to say 100%. I know that Governor Josh Shapiro has been getting things done. When he was the Attorney General, I respected what he did for his office. I personally had to contact his office when he was Attorney General to get some things worked out on my behalf. And on my behalf, his office did what was supposed to be done. I haven't seen him in any political office by which he was there and he didn't do what needed to be done. Not one time. Not one time have I seen it. Not one time. So, and especially in this world, politicians don't always have the best, they don't always have the best integrity. A lot of them, to be honest with you, don't have any. They do just like, what's the one that's in the office right now? I can't think of his name. I'm going to have to find his name, because he literally irks my entire soul. John Letterman. So it's not Letterman, it's Fetterman. I cannot stand that man. Honestly cannot. The way in which he seemed like he was doing everything for the people, he was going and doing, on paper, he looked good on paper, right? But when push came to shove, you saw that he did what he had to do to get into office, and then he doesn't do anything else. Like, again, I can't stand him. And this is what I'm talking about when we're talking about integrity. The integrity of politicians doesn't always hold. But the integrity of Governor Shapiro 1,000% holds whether I agree with everything that he does. So again, this was a great week. I wish him well in all of his endeavors. I will be there to cheer him on. I will be there to do whatever I can to help him get back into the office. I think he is what Pennsylvania needs. And I love that for him. I love that for Pennsylvania. So again, you may not always agree with every politician, but when you align yourself with one, make sure that you can stand on. If you align yourself with them, make sure you can stand with that because it matters. I think it matters. And with that being said, I hope you have a great Friday. Do something amazing this weekend. And you know, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this every episode. Please find one activity that you can do that is exclusively for you, that has nothing to do with the titles that you may hold. Yes, you're going to do stuff for other people, but it doesn't have to be everything that you do. Find one activity that feels right to you, feels good to you, and is going to help you feel better about life, feel better about yourself. It could be as small as taking a bubble bath and just reading a good book. It can be as major as saying, I'm going to go get a whole massage and do my thing. Whatever it is, do it well, and have the most amazing weekend. We will be back next Friday, as always, and thank you for listening to Conversations with Toy.
Thank you as always for joining me. And I know that even in the deepest or joyful conversations, that there's something we can learn and apply. Until next time, I hope that you are doing better. If not, we will be back to talk some more and handle it. Peace to you and yours. Stay grounded.